Our scripture reading this morning comes to us from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 18 through 25. In these verses, we hear God speaking through the voice of his prophet. The Israelites are taken to task, yet God hands out and holds out a hand of grace and promises to do something new. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. Yet you did not call upon me, O Jacob, but you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings, or honored me with sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offerings, or wearied you with frankincense. You have not brought me sweet cane with money, or satisfied me with your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. I am the one who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. The word of God. Thanks be to God.
God made the heavens and the earth, and after God had rested, after the world had worked for a week, and came to that first real weekend, God said, "Let there be jazz." And there was jazz, and God saw that jazz was very good. God saw that jazz could lift hearts and gladden souls. God saw that jazz caused people to clap their hands and shout for joy, and it was well-pleasing in God's sight. And then God said, "Let there be saxophones and banjos and trumpets and drums. Let there be clarinets and guitars. Let there be trombones and big bass viols. And let there be voices to sing lyrics and scat. Let them jam together night after night so that they might learn and experiment and change. Let there be those with hands and heart and breath and souls to play the music within them. Let there be those who listen and respond from deep in their beings. Let them come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and let them play and dance and shout and make festival." And God said, "Let the people feel the joy of the earth and the sky and the hills and the trees. Let all of creation clap its hands together to the beat of a song. Let them be together and feel the goodness of life together." And God said, "Let it happen again and again, year after year. And let them that music play from the time the sun has risen in the sky till the sun has go down. And then let there be music around all of the night. For this is the time of song." And God said, "This is the time for it to happen. Can rest and sleep some other day. Let it happen now. Let there be jazz." Being a parent, hold on, I will make the connection between being a parent and jazz. Just give me a minute. Being a parent changes you. Well, it changed me. I mean, who else would you read Goodnight Moon or Green Eggs and Ham to over and over and over and over again, all in the same sitting? Why else would you say yes to helping plan that second grade Valentine's party with three disorganized and very chatty people if not for your precious child and the duty that comes with that precious child? For who else would you attend soccer games 2 times a week and soccer practice 1 time a week, that's 3 nights a week, mind you, and learn almost everything about a sport you knew absolutely nothing about and end up loving it? I miss not going to soccer games, and my little soccer star Rachel graduated some 8 years ago from soccer. For Hannah, my other daughter, it was not soccer mom, it was band mom that I became. Marching band performances, concert band performances. On occasion, she played with the orchestra and, of course, the non-credit jazz band. Attending the jazz band concerts was a real act of motherly devotion for me. I had no history, no experience with jazz music. Rock, yeah. Folk music, yes. Classical, of course. But jazz, no. So I entered the experience of being jazz band mom with no enthusiasm and a lot of fear about being bored. But this was my daughter's passion, playing the trombone in the jazz band. So this mom was always in the audience for the performances. There was a choice to make. I could endure the time spent, or I could try to learn from it. So I chose to listen deeply to the jazz and challenging myself to discover what I liked or what moved me in that genre, in addition to hanging on every note of the solos my daughter played, of course. And just as I'd come to that great appreciation of soccer with Rachel, I came to an appreciation of jazz with Hannah. I agree with the music journalist Robert Christgau when he says, "The essence and the promise of jazz is inventing meaning while letting loose." Inventing meaning while letting loose. When you go a little below the surface, you can see how jazz is instructive for group life, and perhaps most profoundly, instructive for a faith community. It would be a good thing to be a jazz church. Now, I can remember listening to Hannah's jazz band songs, and I was experiencing it again with our combo this morning. You know, they each can take a turn sharing their talents that the other instrumentalists are making, either by being silent or most often by stepping back in the background and playing a supporting theme while the person was going off into their solo. Each instrumentalist getting an opportunity to offer a gift of the group to the audience. Everybody got a chance to shine. And each was expected to respect and assist the others in the group when it was their turn to step forward. And then there were those moments when all the members were playing at full volume in a soaring combination of rhythm and harmony. Can you see it? Can you see what it might be like to be a jazz church? We start with the basic theme, too, don't we? Our basic theme is God's love for us and all of creation, shown in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Our theme is God's love for us and all of creation, as shown in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The whole ensemble can play that together, right? And then we can go off on various riffs and improvisations on that theme. We expand and expound on God's love. We explore our understanding of Jesus. We discover new variations in our own lives. And then we come back to that original theme together. Each generation, each life adds its own beautiful interpretation. And as we listen to the scripture along with the music this morning, we begin to perceive an even deeper significance of jazz for our church. The prophet Isaiah imagines God speaking to the people, "I'm about to do a new thing. What will this be like? The unexpected will burst forth. There will be paths in the wilderness. There will be rivers in the desert. There will be new possibilities for living that spring out of the wonder of forgiveness." Through jazz, we encounter something new in each performance. A musician takes a theme and explores it in a different way each time. And as we listen, there are times we're delightfully surprised as we listen. There are times when we hear an old song now presented in a new way. And yes, there are times when we are troubled because it's just too different and too new and too strange and too unfamiliar. But even then, we are stretched and remember that the new is by definition unfamiliar. But like water in the desert, the new is unexpected, unexperienced, unknown, until it is brought forth. And even as it is brought forth, the path that a musician takes through the wilderness brings us into uncharted territory, just as God keeps pushing us, pulling us, and leading us in new directions. We are stretched, but if we remember that basic theme, God's love for us and all of creation, then we know we're safe in the new place together. Even when the soloist takes a path through the wilderness into uncharted territory, the Spirit will pull us out into new directions, and then everyone comes back together in that original, beautiful theme. And since you tried out that riffing and improvisation in the safe, caring community, then you can take that out into the world and live life fully working for justice and equality that spreads God's love for us and all of creation, that theme, our shared theme again. It would be a good thing to be a jazz church. Unfortunately, there are too many horrific incidents around the world where God's love for us and all creation is negated. Remember the people murdered in the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh? And also the Jewish community in California not too long after that? And what about the two Islamic mosques that were terrorized in Christchurch, New Zealand? And then the three churches celebrating Easter in Sri Lanka, where people were killed and they were torn apart? And then the daily microaggressions against people who happen to be different in some way from oneself. The human family has not yet learned to riff and improvise with each other, and faith communities seem not to take the lead. As a tradition that does not call for allegiance to a creed, but rather to following the ways of Christ, we at Central United Methodist are uniquely poised to address the core questions of life with the same freedom within limits as jazz musicians do. From this open-minded, Jesus-following base, we can live with the kind of curiosity which marks jazz music. There are times when jazz players don't really know what way they're going when they start a riff. They are curious as where it will go, curiosity. At this time in our country, in our state, in our town, the focus of religious life that gets the press anyway, the focus of religious life is stuck in a scratch on the record. You know, those plastic discs we used to put on a box and put an arm down. Well, they've made a resurgence. We all know what, you know, the vinyl is now. But if you look at those records, there's little lines. And if there's a scratch, what happens? Gets stuck in that one place and plays the same thing over, 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 again and again. And that scratch for churches these days seems to be a focus on who's in and who's out. Who's, you're out. They don't fit. They don't fit. They don't fit. Over, over, over. In our setting, jazz church could not only be good, but be critical. Wynton Marsalis, famed American trumpeter, writes, "A jazz approach is going to say there's always more here than what is on the page, and maybe we haven't found it yet." There's always more here than what is on the page, and maybe we haven't found it yet. As is often the case, we try out small things, new things in our circle, in our congregation, so that we might live a new life out in the world. We love one another here so that we might love our neighbors as we love ourselves in the world. We welcome strangers here so that we could welcome strangers in the world. We are generous and giving here that we might live generously and abundantly in the world. It would be a good thing to be a jazz church. Don't you see it? Can't you see it? Will you dare to see it? Imagine a community. Imagine a world where Jewish and Christian people grew to appreciate and emulate the Muslim commitment to piety and daily prayer. Imagine a world where Muslims and Christians came to truly honor the Jewish commitments to tradition, community, and identity. Imagine a world where Jewish and Muslim people grew to understand and value the Christian commitment to forgiveness and community service. That would be some jazz masterpiece made possible by being a jazz church. In Michelle Obama's final speech as the First Lady, she said, "Our glorious diversity, our diversity of faiths, colors, creeds, that is not a threat to who we are. It makes us who we are. Our diversities of faiths, colors, and creeds is not a threat to who we are. It makes us who we are." Now, she was talking about the USA, but might that be true for us as people of faith as well? That we might recognize in our diversity of opinions and lifestyle a true strength and even an identity? Might we be impartial, not apologizing or hiding our convictions, but sharing them and listening to others in equal measure? If we as community can do that, and not just intend to do it, but really do it, We will make music that is just as beautiful and just as cool as the combo did this morning. It would be a good thing. It is a good thing to be a jazz church.